Carrie and Tommy.
There is a campaign running at the moment called Stop It at the Start that myself and Pete Hellier are involved in. Tommy, you missed the chat that we had yesterday. It was a good chance to talk about how early intervention is key in trying to stop violence against women.
Right.
Have a listen. If I asked you the question, Pete, what does respect mean to you? It could be different to what it means to me because it's different things to different people. But at its core, respect means being treated with kindness. And there's a new campaign that is launching that you and I are both involved in called Stop It at the Start. And we're having a conversation about it on the project tonight. But it's all about trying to end violence against women and having the conversations with your kids about respect early on, that it's never too early to start those conversations.
Absolutely. There are some pretty staggering figures and stats around violence towards women. 1 in 6 women have experienced physical or sexual violence by a current or former partner since the age of 15. 1 in 6 women have experienced physical or sexual violence by a current or former partner. And 1 in 4 Australian women have experienced emotional abuse from a current or former partner. And I guess what we're trying to say is if you have these conversations early, and the more you have these conversations and the earlier you have them, the easier it is to have them. They become part of your norm.
Yes.
You don't feel that kind of weight when you feel like, oh, I've got to talk to my kid about this. It just becomes, it becomes easier.
And it's not just up to parents. It's up to parents, coaches, family and friends, anyone that is involved in your kids' lives to have those deeper conversations with your kids. And it's even things like when you pick your kids up from school, the first thing you normally say to your kids is, how's your day at school? And it ends up being a benign conversation that usually goes nowhere. But asking more pointed conversations about, you know, what happened at lunchtime, you know, and did you see anyone get treated with disrespect? Or what would you do if you saw something happening in the playground? Would you stand up? What are some of the words you would use to explain to the teachers that you saw acts of disrespect? And there's some really, really interesting research around the idea that even at very young ages, we brush off a lot of things that happen in the schoolyard, particularly boys' disrespect of girls, as childish behaviour, or we diminish it and say, boys are just being boys.
Yep.
Boys are not just being boys. Disrespect can start in the home, but it can also start in the playground, and it's up to us as adults to kickstart those conversations. And it's a hard thing to do. Like, we all know you're worried about when's the right time to do it. What if I do it wrong? And there's this incredible hub, online hub you can go to at respect.gov.au. It's got all these conversation starters and tools and research there because you don't have to nail it first go. It's about having the conversations early and bringing up respect to bring up respect. So if you want to know more about this, join us on the project tonight. We'll be having a deeper conversation about it as well. But it's up to all of us to play our part. Before we know it, our kids will be adults and they won't be looking to us for guidance. But currently, they are looking at us. They see everything that we do. They hear everything we do, whether we like it or not. Mm. They're always watching. And it's a big responsibility, but it is up to us to stop it at the start.
When you bring up respect grows. Not sure where to start? Visit respect.gov.au for conversation starters. Carrie and Tommy.